Sorry about that late start, folks.
Welcome to UFM's Ghost Show. It's October 26th, 2006. Time to create the scares that'll keep you up for the rest of the night. Right here on the UFM Show, hosted by your host, Justin.
Yes. You do have the UFM Ghost Show, and I am Justin, your host for this evening. Yes, we've got 2 hours of nonstop scariness here on this week's UFM show. I promised you guys last week we'd do the Ghost Show, and we have a heck of a lot of stuff here for the Ghost Show. I unfortunately brought a wrong CD, so I don't have any, I do have bumper music, like the stuff that's playing now, but I don't have the right bumper music, unfortunately, so I brought the wrong CD, but still, we're okay to go. We are okay to go. This is the UFM show on KUTE Student Radio 1620, Channel 66 in the dorms, KUTE.org, and 99.9 FM on the East Campus. We're going to take a quick commercial break as soon as I can find the track, because I brought the wrong CD, darn it. Well, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we will be back right after this with our first researcher, Denzen Jefferson. He's going to be with us today. He's a ghost researcher. Denzen Jefferson, get ready to call in, because we are going to put you on after this commercial. These two commercials are over. So we'll be right back here on the UFM show. It's the 26th of October.
Hello, fellow listeners. Do you suffer at night from poor sleep? Are you tossing and turning all night long and beating your pillow and head into agony? Well, for years, I was just like you. I had trouble sleeping and would frequently rip my pillow apart. You need the new Flatch Flex Instapillow. This comfortable pillow is so wonderful, you feel like you're sleeping on the clouds. See, the Flatch Flex uses your buttocks as a guide to how big your head is, and once it has an accurate measurement, it will fit snugly and comfortable in any position. The Flatch Flex is not only a great pillow, but it also has the ability to use aromatherapy to gently drip me off to sleep. Choose from such smells as ocean waves, rainforest fresh, Salt Lake smog, Thermopolis fart, or any more, many more downloadable smells right from Flatch Flex's website. Order one today by visiting www.flatchflex.frt, that's www.flatchflex.frt, or dial 1-800-BUTT-PILLOW. Try it today.
Are you tired of walking down the street and hearing nothing but this? Coming from cars and from buildings and everywhere? Well, you need the new Mega Super Arm so you can beat all those people into submission and tell them to turn down their damn music. That's right, because rap sucks, and you know it.
Paid for by the coalition of people against stupid people who blast music in their cars and in their homes. It's just not smart, people.
All right, you got it back here on the UFM show, special ghost edition.
Now don't close your eyes and don't try to hide.
This is going to be a big show, folks, because I'm expecting a lot of callers. And by the way, the phone number is 585-3449. It's 801-585-3449. If you got a ghost story, we got our first hour or so is going to be taken up by our researcher, Denzen Jefferson, who is with us. Denzen, can you hear me?
That's about it. I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you just fine.
Well, it's a pleasure to be on your show.
Okay, we'll get to you in just a second. I got to set some stuff up. All right?
Oh, that's fine. I can wait all night long.
Okay.
I'm ready to scare your audience real good.
And so am I.
Yes, I am very ready to scare our audience. So... crazy bumper music you can find online for the Halloween stuff. This is the Shining theme, by the way, as I get the show set up. So, are you guys ready for ghost stories from beyond the grave? Because I sure am, and we got our researcher here, so this is going to be really interesting. He's going to tell you guys what ghosts are, you know, just in case you don't know. And he's going to tell you all sorts of information. that could be useful to you, like how to find a ghost and where to find the ghost and everything like that. So, Denzen.
Denzen.
Yes, I can hear you.
Why don't you give us a brief idea of what you're going to be talking about this evening?
Well, I'm a paranormal investigator, and I'm based out of Michigan, and I can't really say my location.
Yeah, for privacy purposes.
We have a lot of people that come up to me and say, you know, if I tell them where I live, they're going to be coming to my door and knocking it down. So the high school in Rawlins, Wyoming. I'm sure you've heard of that.
Oh, yeah. I've been to Rawlins many times.
And I've also, like, been to some haunted places out in California. There's a couple of hotels in Hollywood that are haunted. And I've been to some places down in Tombstone, Arizona.
Really?
Oh, yes. Tombstone, Arizona has some very haunted places. And I'm sure if you've watched Ghost Hunters the last couple weeks, well, it's been on that they went there, and I've been to that same building called the Birdcage.
Really?
And I've done some investigating there myself.
That is really interesting. So
yeah.
have you ever driven through Wyoming?
Yes, I have. I just told you I was in Rawlins at high school.
Have you ever driven through, like, any areas in the southwestern part of Wyoming, like other besides Rawlins?
Yes, I have. I've driven through, I think it's a town called Evanston. I think that's what it's
called.
Yeah,
that's only about an hour and a half away from here.
And there's a town called Rock Springs and Green River.
Yep, I know those very well.
There's a little town called Little America, I believe.
Yep, that's home of a major hotel. There's one here in Salt Lake, too.
Actually, I don't know. I've stayed at Little America before, and I guess that's the very first one, Little America. They're all across the country.
Yeah, that is actually the very first one.
Yes.
So.
But I've been studying ghosts ever since I was a kid. You know, I've had a couple of experiences with ghosts myself.
And we can certainly get to those.
Okay.
But I believe you. There's so many ghosts. You know, this is one of my favorite topics. Honestly, it's a lot more, I guess, provable than Bigfoot is. You know.
Well, I do believe exactly what you said too. I believe that more people have seen ghosts or spirits or entities from another world than they have seen Bigfoot. I believe there's more evidence out there to support that.
Yes, there certainly is. But we have got to do some business before we get to the meat of the show. We have to do some news here. So do you mind holding on for just a minute?
I don't mind at all.
All right. We're going to
put you on hold there, and we're going to read some news for you. And it's got a scary music in the background from Halloween. Actually, one of the dorkiest scary movies out there. The sequels are just terrible. But anyway, in Livingston, Montana, a high school principal received a 6-day suspension and a letter of reprimand for giving one of his students a wedgie. Eric Mezzarelli pulled a Park High School senior's soccer jersey over his head and yanked it upward on the waistband of the boy's underwear at the soccer game on October 5th. Other school officials said he was joking around with the student and did it playfully. He was suspended for 2 days without pay and 4 days without pay. Two days without pay and 4 days without pay before the school board decided Monday to let him return. He tearfully told the board, I've made mistakes in my life, but none have had the impact that this one has. Mezzarelli, who was back on the job Tuesday, will be required to talk with students and staff members about the incident to restore respect and authority. He said his first reaction was to resign, but he decided to tackle this mess head on. Quote, I want to live in a world where we don't have to hide it when we screw up, he says. Well, don't give people wedgies. That'll just easily not... You won't screw up. In other news, a three-year-old Robert Moore went fishing for a stuffed replica of SpongeBob SquarePants and ended up trapped in a vending machine. This is in Antigo, Wisconsin. The toddler's adventure began Saturday evening shopping with his grandmother, Frederica Beardman, and three siblings. Beardman ended the trip by giving a child a dollar and telling them to have fun in the retailer's game room. A stuffed SpongeBob, in a vending machine bin caught Robert's eye. He tried without success to fish it out with a plastic crane. He said, I couldn't get it. Store employees couldn't find the key to the machine when he climbed in and actually did get the thing. He climbed through the opening in the machine. So, yeah. Parents not watching their kids, or guardians not watching their kids, and that's what happens. In Mahopac, New York, a shopkeeper got so angry about the way a man had parked his car that he climbed into a forklift, placed the forklift under the car, and lifted it off the ground, police said last Wednesday. Wysek Sarif, 51, of Osing, New York, also punched out both the offending car and the man who parked it, said Lieutenant Brian Karst of the Carmel Police. He was arrested on charges of criminal mischief and assault. Karst said the episode began about 5 p.m. October 16th at a strip mall on Route 6 in Mahopac. Sir Hoff felt the car, though legally parked, was blocking his access to a storage container or trash bin, and got into a heated argument with the driver, who was an employee of another store, and was no longer in the car. Police did not release that man's name. Police did report, however, hold on, as I get my CD player. This is annoying, CD player. Police did report Tuesday night that Saraf had punched the side of the vehicle, denting it. Then he took the controls of a forklift in a parking lot, maneuvering its lifting mechanism underneath the car and lifted it upward. The car was not moved out of the parking spot, however. So some guy got angry and used a forklift to move a car. You know, when I used to work at a hardware store in my old hometown in Wyoming, people would always constantly park in the fire zone, and that's illegal. So we were jokingly saying one of these days we're just going to get the forklift out and move it. In paranormal news here for more of our topic, Todd Bates, founder of www.hauntedvoices.com, announced that the website's new addition, HV Radio, through Shoutcast Radio. Shoutcast is available online at shoutcast.com and can be playable on such programs as Winamp and Windows Media Player. HV Radio also includes live and pre-recorded shows 24 hours a day and 7 days a week, with a new show debuting Friday night at 8 p.m. Central. The show has featured special guests such as Sarah Epps, founder of the EVP classification system, electronic voice phenomenon, which we'll hear later in the show, Peter James, and paranormal investigator and author Joshua Warren. Show topics include EVP, spiritual photography, demonology, and other metaphysical interests. So www.hauntedvoices.com has a new radio show. But anyway, Denzen,
are you still there?
I'm still here.
All right, we are going to get down to the meat of this show, shall we?
That's fine by me.
My first question for you, Mr. Jefferson, how long have you been researching ghosts, and where did you get your degree?
Well, I have been researching ghosts for approximately around 20 years, and I remember one of the first things that really got me into it was the movie Poltergeist.
Interesting.
That was back in the 80s, and after that, I saw that movie, and I was like, and I had a childhood experience with a ghost myself, and I just started really getting into investigating it. Now, I didn't get a degree in paranormal investigations. I've had a degree in a couple of science fields like physics and chemistry, so-called associate's degrees, but right now I'm I'm not a full-time investigator. I got to make some money too to bring home to the wife.
Of course.
But I had a degree in physics, an associate's from the University of Michigan, and I got also a degree in chemistry.
Okay.
Associates.
So how long have you been studying ghosts then?
I told you already. I told you 20 years around such.
Sorry about that. I'm still recovering from a major cold that I...
That's okay. I understand. I get that way too sometimes.
Yeah. Okay. So, you know, for those of the listeners out there who may be just joining us and who do not know exactly, what is your definition of a ghost, I might just say?
Well, the definition of a ghost is very elusive, but it's actually what it defined is, or what I see it is actually as a spiritual being. I believe that all human beings have energy inside of them, and I mean it's been proven fact. You know, we have nerve cells that fire off pretty fast, and we have electricity run through our body.
Yeah.
Now, I believe that ghost is some form of energy that survives from the living human being after the physical being passes on. That's what I believe a ghost is. And I believe that sometimes the spirit or the soul, if you will, does not know that that it is dead. You know, it doesn't realize that it's dead. Sometimes it thinks it's still alive, and it's trapped in what they call limbo.
I don't know if you've seen that movie, Just Like Heaven, but that's kind of the same situation you're talking about. Reese Witherspoon's character doesn't know she's dead.
Yeah, it's exactly like that. And at the movie Ghost with Patrick Swayze, where he gets in a fight with the alley with that guy, and the guy shoots him, but he doesn't realize he's dead, so he runs off and chases the robber.
Yeah, that's also a good example. And if you notice in that movie, he takes a while to realize that he's dead. He doesn't think that he's dead.
Exactly. I believe that some ghosts are like that, and some of those entities that live on after we pass away don't know that they are dead.
Yeah, exactly. Okay.
But I believe that some...
Go ahead.
As you may, I believe that there's actually two different kind of things. There's a ghost, which is what I just described.
Uh-huh.
And then there's also something called a spirit. Now, a spirit is something that is dead, it knows it is dead, and mm-hmm. is passed on to the next world. However, a spirit has the capability of coming back and forth between its dimension, or its world, and our world.
Yeah.
And so it can move on back and forth with ease, and it can interact with human beings, and it knows it's an intelligent being.
Yeah.
Because you can classify ghosts into two different categories. You can categorize them into ghosts that are like tape recording.
Yeah.
A lot of people in England, especially around where the Stonehenge is.
Yeah.
They have seen ancient reenactments of battles between the Normans and the Saxons going on in the sky.
Really?
Now, what that is, I believe, it's like a tape recorder. It's like time and space is a very fuzzy thing, and sometimes it's not exactly linear, you know. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
By linear?
Yeah, it's there's multiple dimensions.
Yeah, you know, time can either warp back on itself, and Einstein was kind of dabbling in theories of that as well. But sometimes time can fold back on itself, or, you know, it can replay something. So what I believe, these reenactments of battles in the sky, and not only in the sky, people at Gettysburg in Pennsylvania have seen soldiers reenacting the battle there at Gettysburg during the Civil War.
That is really interesting. I've always wanted to go to Gettysburg.
It's a very interesting place, and I suggest you go there if you're interested in paranormal investigations.
Well, see, I've actually heard some stories from my home state of Wyoming that my previous hometown of Casper has...
I think I know what you're talking
about. It's like the Red Butte something massacre, or some kind of big battle with the Indians happened on the far west side of town.
Yes, I've actually read about that, and it happened over by Bessemer Bend, by the North Platte River. And there's a subdivision called Paradise, I think it's the Valley?
Yeah, Paradise Valley. That's right.
And, well, some of the people there that live by the river, there's a certain time of year that, and a certain time of day, like, I think it's like sunset or something, where they can hear, like, guns going off, they can hear Native Americans shouting, and they can hear all kinds of, like, battle noises coming off from the hills across the river. And that happens to be where the Battle of the Red Buttes took place.
Yeah.
And that's really similar to what I'm talking about, because I believe that sometimes an event can happen in time that for some reason or another, it gets stuck in that same, it gets stuck and it keeps on playing over and over and over again.
Yeah.
You know? And there's also another kind of category, I said the kind that plays over again, and that's considered unintelligent, because the ghost or the entities in that do not know you are there. They cannot see you. They just keep on reenacting and acting, which makes me think that they might have passed on to the other world. But for some reason or another, there's been a dimension or time or space keeps on repeating that in certain event. It's kind of like when you have a deja vu event.
Yeah.
You know, you feel like you've been there before.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, you've felt like you've been there before, but you know you haven't. You know, there's actually a movie coming out starring Denzel Washington
You mean Denzel?
Oh, sorry, Denzel Washington. Directed by Tony Scott, that was filmed in New Orleans before Hurricane Katrina came by.
Uh-huh.
And that's about the government agency that can look back in time 4 days and see what's gone on. You know, it's like they can replay time, and that's kind of what I think is going on with these ghosts or these battles that keep on reoccurring. Now, yep. There's another category that is called an intelligent ghost, or they realize that they have passed on, and they know that you are there, and they can interact with you. And now this is kind of where the movie Ghost comes in.
Yeah.
Because in a movie Ghost, after Patrick Swayze realizes he's a ghost, where he comes back and he tries to save Demi Moore from that bad guy.
I'm sorry. It's an awfully dorky 80s movie, but I still see some good points.
Well, I'm just using it as an analogy. I know.
Yeah, I know. Go ahead.
It's kind of what I'm describing for, because Patrick Swayze knows he's a ghost and he can manipulate things around him. Now, some may say that that's what a poltergeist is too, and a poltergeist is a spirit or a ghost that knows you are there.
Yeah.
And it doesn't like you there. It's kind of like in the movie The Others, where Nicole Kidman, I don't want to ruin this for anyone who hasn't seen it, but you know what I'm talking about in The Others?
I have not seen that movie.
With Nicole Kidman?
No, I have never seen it.
Well, I don't want to give it away, but it's kind of like that situation. I'm sure the listeners who have seen that know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. That, actually, what you were talking about with the multiple dimensions, that relates to one of my other questions that we'll get to in a minute, but I just wanted to say that it's kind of like the Back to the Future syndrome, like where they keep, there's two of them in one time, you know, that stuff really interests me.
It's not exactly like that, because Back to the Future, they're both alive.
Yeah. I know, but it's the same kind of concept when you think about it.
It's like for some reason, though, like the Battle of Gettysburg back in the 1860s,
yeah,
keeps on repeating itself throughout time. You know, it's like maybe there was such a huge tragic loss that happened there. So many people died at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
That maybe all that energy, you know, that happened when the soul or the physical body passes on just got recorded in the air under the atmosphere at that time. And somehow, some mechanism is playing it over and over again. You know, they're not saying that these soldiers know you're there. Some of them actually do know you're there.
Yeah.
But some of them keep on going on and playing on and on. But it's just like an atmospheric event, or, you know, bending of space-time.
Yeah, I was going to say, you know, I've read some ghost books, and I've heard some other researchers and stuff talk about this. And they seem to have all one similar opinion, that it's like it's human emotions, actually, all the emotions of dying and getting shot and all that kind of stuff, and the pain and suffering that those soldiers went through has been imprinted on the ground. But
it's been imprinted in the ground and in the atmosphere around it.
Yeah, yeah. So
I understand that as well. I've just researched that.
How exactly would that, could that happen? Is there any laws of physics that could do that, or is that unexplainable?
Well, as of now, the actual process that has keeps on going back and forth is there's very few advances in the field of science towards that direction.
Yeah.
You may have heard of Stephen Hawking and Albert Einstein, who've done research on space and time.
Yeah.
How, like, they believe that they could fold space and time in order to create something like a wormhole.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's like something I believe that might happen with ghosts, but as far as hard scientific evidence, it's really hard to study something like that.
Yeah,
but there's
imagine.
Always a bunch of theories, and one of the theories I have, and I've actually been doing research on this, is about endothermic reactions.
Really?
Now, I'm not sure if you know what an endothermic reaction is.
I'm sorry, I didn't have physics in high school or any time. I'm completely lack in the knowledge of physics, so go ahead and explain for us.
Well, essentially what an endothermic reaction is something that happens where you have, you know, in chemistry where you have two you have what's going into the you have byproducts, and you have what's going in to make those byproducts.
Yeah.
So you have a reaction.
Uh-huh.
And so what happens in the endothermic reaction is the reactants going into the equation have less energy than the products going out. And what I mean by that is it takes a lot less energy to produce something that has a lot more energy. For example, if you are if you're thawing a piece of ice, the heat around the air is warming up the ice and it's releasing that trapped energy inside.
Yeah.
Now, if you're foaming ice, it's taking the heat from the air, the energy from the air, and it's using that to condense the ice into an ice cube.
Mm-hmm.
So endothermic reactions are usually associated with things being cold. You know, you have exothermic, which is where you produce heat as a byproduct.
Yeah.
And you have endothermic, where heat goes into the equation to make the product. So I believe, you know, how people describe haunted places as being cold, or areas where they've seen ghosts being cold.
Yeah, that's a pretty common observation.
Yeah, exactly. I believe that when people are experiencing those observations, they're actually experiencing an endothermic reaction from the being or the energy of that spirit or ghost of absorbing the heat and other magnetic fields, electric fields around it in order to manifest itself,
mm-hmm.
or in order to produce like an EVP or something like that.
So it's just using all this energy essentially around it to create what we see and hear.
Well, that's what I believe. Now,
there's no scientific
evidence, but that's my theory, and that's what I've been trying to study recently.
And yeah, and I applaud you for having actually a theory, because there's hardly any of them out there that can explain this. And
well, actually,
we may never know.
A theory is more like a hypothesis than a theory. A theory is something like the theory of evolution, where it has a lot of facts to it.
Yeah. So
and it can't be disproven. Once it's disproven, it's like not a theory anymore. But a hypothesis is more like an idea that you want to test.
Yeah.
And that's pretty much what I'm, not necessarily a theory.
Yeah. So I have another question for you. What do most people see or think they are seeing when they actually see a ghost or think they see a ghost?
Well, I believe, like I was just explaining, you know, my endothermic reactions hypothesis, I believe what people are seeing is, some people call it ectoplasm, as you can see in Ghostbusters.
Uh-huh.
I believe that it's the spirit or its energy is what you're seeing, and essentially. It's kind of like you'd see static energy if you were rubbing your something furry across the blanket or something.
Yeah.
You would see static energy, or the way you see lightning in the air. I believe it's pure, probably electrical energy, and this energy is endothermic, and it produces a kind of like a mist or residue.
Yeah.
However, some spirits or some ghosts are able to absorb so much energy that they can be shown in full form. It just depends on the energy that they absorb, you know, around them.
Uh-huh.
How much energy is available for the reaction to take place.
Okay. That is really, really interesting. And I had a caller last week. I don't know if you were listening to the show last week.
I don't believe I was.
Okay. But we had a caller that said he lived in the very dorm that I live in. And he said that he was seeing a mist come underneath his closet, and it was just floating. I can't remember the details, but that was just the gist of it right there. He saw a floating thing under his closet and everything. And I don't know. Would you consider that a haunting, or could it be something else?
Well, a lot of ghost stories are word of mouth.
Yeah.
And there's no the person. It comes down to taking a person's word for it.
Yeah.
And I've come across in my research where there's a lot of people who will try to make up things in order to, get their 15 minutes of fame.
Yeah. And that happens. That happens not only for ghosts, but for any other thing of the paranormal.
Exactly. That happens. You know, that's not even just ghosts. That happens in politics. That happens in everything.
Yeah. Unfortunately, it happens in politics.
Yeah.
But yeah, I I honestly don't know what to believe about that kid seeing a ghost. I want to say that there's nothing there. I'm not saying he's making it up. I'm just saying that he's getting his 15 minutes of fame, like you said.
Yeah, as a scientist, and as when you're experiencing a ghost reaction, or you think you're experiencing a paranormal experience, what you have to ask yourself is, what else could this be? Logically, you know, and you have to put all the facts together in your mind as you saw them, and you have to draw your conclusions from that, and sometimes that's all the people have to go. Now, a lot of people see a ghost and they can't explain it.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's nothing you could put to it to make it make sense. So, in cases like that where I've actually interviewed people in depth, and I've actually, you know, videotaped them and monitored their brainwaves and such.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I believe that they are telling the truth. You know, they've seen stuff. I've seen stuff I can't explain. And I can't, you know, I come across to someone else and I tell them, they think I was crazy. And a lot of people, I believe, do think that, so they never tell their stories. But a lot of people also, on the other end of the spectrum, abuse that, and they come across and say, make up something just so they can get some attention.
There's actually a popular show that's on right after mine, actually. It's an hour after mine. I don't know if you've listened to it or have been on it. It's Coast to Coast AM.
Oh, I listen to it religiously.
Oh, yeah. So I do pretty often, except for when Art Bell goes nuts about, you know, his new wife and his upcoming 10 kids or something. But I happen to believe that majority of his callers, and it's sorry to say, but the majority of his callers are telling fake stories.
I tend to believe that, too. But, you know, some of the callers I do believe are actually... they're legit.
Oh yeah. I'm not saying that all of them are legit, but unfortunately the majority of them are. And I've listened to, I like George Norrie better than I do Art Bell. I don't know what you prefer.
I'm an old school. I've listened to Art Bell like since he's been beginning almost. And I tend to be Art Bell biased, but
yeah,
I don't mind George Norrie either. I just don't like Ian Punnett.
No, Ian Punnett's terrible. I agree with you there. But he just sucks. I don't know how else to explain it, but anyway.
I hope he's not listening to your show.
I hope he's not either. He's going to call in and tell me, you know, this is Ian Punnett from the EIB network, and blah, 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 you know, stuff like that.
I think they're Rush Limbaugh.
That's right. They're both idiots anyways. But I have got to take a break. I hope you don't mind.
I don't mind at all. I got to take a break, too.
Yeah,
my wife just made me some lovely beef stroganoff, by the way.
Oh, well, save some for me, actually. Have them airmail it up to here.
All right, I'll see what I can do about that.
Yeah, but stay on the line, Dr. Jefferson. Sorry, I know you have to keep your identity secure, and I want to do that for you.
Well, I appreciate it.
But we are going to take a break, and we are going to be back here in about 4 minutes on the UFM show.
Yeah.
such a perfect, perfect Halloween song there, Shot in the Dark by Ozzy Osbourne. You guys, I totally forgot this, and this show is it's going to go good. We're going to have a good show from here on out, but I totally forgot this. We have a skeptic online who's going to argue against our head researcher this evening. So this should be very interesting.
I didn't even know about this until just a few minutes ago, but his name is Rodney Fattius. Rodney, can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, Rodney. We were talking to Denzel Jefferson, who is on the other line.
That's right, I'm here.
And the last question I asked him was about seeing ghosts, and what do people think they see? So we were talking about multi-dimensions, and how some ghosts tend to repeat actions year after year and day after day.
That's right.
But we're actually got to move on because we're running out of time here pretty quickly. My next question for you is, Denzen, is can you describe what an EVP likely is?
Well, I describe my endothermic reactions, their hypothesis. But I believe that the EVP could be related to that, whereas the entity or the spirit, it needs enough energy in order to produce a voice.
Uh-huh.
And of course, a lot of EVPs are recorded digitally.
It could just mean that the person's insane and they're hearing voices.
Well, now, that could be in some cases, but I think in legit cases where they do record an EVP, it could be that the ghost or the medium has manipulated the atmosphere around it in order to produce what we hear as voice. Now, some people don't hear it when they're recording it, but they play back the tape and they actually hear it, you know, on the recording. They didn't hear it at the time, but they play it back and they hear something.
Well, maybe there's bugs or something in the room that are flapping and making noise that kind of sounds like a person's voice.
I have to disagree with you, because we have actually some EVPs with us tonight. Oh, I just got a text message. Hold on, let's see. Okay. That was interesting. Thank you for the text message. But we actually have some very, very clear EVPs this evening, and I've tried to find the best for you guys, because I know Denzen, you really like these, don't you?
I have experience with EVPs, and I've picked up voices myself. I actually was in a cemetery once, and I was walking around, and I asked, "Is there anybody here?"
Yeah.
And I could hear this old man's voice, and it sounded like he said, "Friend." And it's really, really weird, but, you know, like there was nothing out there. I was the only one in the cemetery.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, the wind wasn't blowing. There wasn't anything else, and I put two and two together, and I can't explain where that voice came from. Again, it was all on a blank tape as well.
Yeah, and I have to ask you, what kind of recording equipment did you use?
Just your standard digital recorder.
Really?
That you could find at Walmart. Now, depending on how much you want to spend, you could buy better ones.
Uh-huh.
But this one had a higher quality adaption to it.
If you buy a recorder at Walmart, chances are it's going to pick up all sorts of things.
Not necessarily.
That's not necessarily true. You know, I mean, these recordings are generally authentic, and generally your recorders tend to work pretty well. You know, I've tested it.
If you actually picked up like a Radio Shack model, that might be a little better. But Walmart, come on.
I still beg to differ on that. Because I actually do have a digital recorder that I use frequently for another purpose, for recording radio station IDs. But it has very excellent quality for the price it is. And I bought that at Walmart, so I must refute that. But you have
like
your own.
I said,
you
don't
buy anything at Walmart that will work well. Made in China.
Now, what is it with you and your, you know, unless you come up with some kind of scientific evidence, I suggest that, you know, you shut up.
You come up with some scientific evidence.
I have come up with some scientific evidence. I'm
going
to do some research.
Oh, my gosh. Guys, calm down.
I don't know where you got this Rodney guy, but...
He actually volunteered to do this. So I'm really sorry.
There's always a skeptic.
Rodney, you know, we tend to want to be open-minded on this program. Because
yeah,
if you're...
I couldn't hear that, but, you know, I mean, you got to be realistic sometimes.
But if you're open-minded, you know, you're open to all of these new possibilities. Like, I have to tell you, and this is the honest to God truth, and I swear to God on the Bible, I swear, you know, on anything. I recorded an EVP last night in my room, and I have it here for you tonight.
Probably don't even have a Bible.
What?
I said, you probably don't even have a Bible.
What's a bottle?
A Bible.
I don't have a Bible here at the dorms, because I'm not a very religious person, on the other hand. But
I
would swear on any Bible, and I would swear on this microphone that I recorded.
Well, that's not very good swearing, I have to admit. Swearing on a microphone, no one's going to... You have to come up with something more legit like that. Swear on your grandma's grave or something like that.
Yeah, I do. I swear on my grandma's grave because my grandma did pass away in February. And we miss you, Grandma, so if you're listening to the show, I hope you're enjoying it. But I recorded an EVP last night in my room, and I'm going to play it for you, Ronnie and Denzen. So I hope you guys enjoy this. This is this is cleaned up, and I'm going to explain this. The first sound you're going to hear is the original recording as it was made from my microphone sitting on top of my bed. And this was just connected to my computer. I have a program called Cool Edit that really helps me, you know, with a lot of music stuff I do. But the second is going to be the amplified version of the original. The third version, then there's four versions. The third version is going to be the cleaned up version. And that's the one that you can really hear it clearly. And the final version is going to be the slowed down version. And I honestly think that this is saying just sleep more. You'll hear me say, oh, I'm mad about my cold and everything. And I was mad last night about my cold, and I was talking to myself about it because that's kind of what I do. But this honestly said just sleep more or whatever. It's open to interpretation. So I'm going to turn everything down so you guys can hear this very well. All right?
And
I'm going to play it a couple times. So here we go. This is recorded in my room last night. And that to me is one of the clearest EVPs I've ever heard. Do you guys agree on that?
The least clear I've ever heard.
Oh, Rodney, you...
No, I had that. Hold on a minute. Now, I heard that, and what I heard was it sounded like just in the last part sounded like Seymour or something like that.
Yeah.
I couldn't necessarily make out the last part, but I did hear a just in there.
Yeah, there is definitely a just.
Did you have your computer on last night when you were recording that?
Yeah, this is directly into my computer, and there's nobody in the room. All my roommates were asleep. This was after everybody had gone to sleep.
Are you sure you didn't have, like, a window pop up and have, like, a stupid little ad come up?
No, I had nothing open on my computer but Cool Edit.
Now, if that is the case, then I've heard EVPs before. That sounds characteristic of an EVP because a lot of time when someone is talking and they're asking a question, the EVP will come on almost overlapping that person as they're cutting off their voice.
Uh-huh.
Or it'll happen like so fast and right after that you can't barely understand it. Now that sounds kind of classic to me, but like once again, I wasn't there. I'd have to take your word for it.
What were you going to say, Rodney?
I said I just don't believe it. It sounds like a little like the thing just, but I can't make out anything after that. And I don't know.
Well, would you agree?
Coincidence.
Would
you?
Now,
you did not have a female in your room last night, did you?
No, I actually didn't, unfortunately. But yeah, so I haven't had a female in my room since September. So there
you
go.
That's not something you admit on the air.
Well, I admit it, okay. Damn it, I admit it. Anyway, so I was just gathering my keys. I was about to go eat dinner at the Heritage Center and go eat crappy food and get sick. But you could hear me grabbing my keys, and you could hear me saying, oh, I'm sick of being sick, you know, I'm this damn sickness.
Now, were you deliberately trying to record an EVP?
I was, actually, because I was doing some research for this very show, and I have some other EVPs from other websites here.
How convenient.
What?
How convenient.
No, I have some other EVPs here that I want to play for you guys that are off of other websites, but this one, my recording since it was recorded directly to a computer, is very clear compared to digital recorders. And that's one of the drawbacks of digital recorders, I must remind you. But I stand by this. So it's up to you. I'm going to play it again. So listen carefully this time. And these are always up to interpretation. I mean, it's however you hear it the best. I hear just sleep more or just see more.
There's that's kind of what I hear in too. I hear just sleep more or just see more.
And I know it probably sounds worse on the phone connection. I mean, it's
well,
phone.
I can still make it out.
What?
Well, your phone connection must be kind of a little rusty there. Kind of like your head. Kind of like your head.
Okay, guys, this is not a show to battle. This is a show to debate. You know, just basically don't bite each other's heads off, okay? Do you guys agree on...
I'm sorry, I apologize.
We gotta remain professional.
I don't apologize.
Well, you wouldn't.
That's fine, I accept that. I accept your non-apology.
Okay, while I'm queuing up the next EVP, it's gonna be... Let's see, I'm gonna play another good one. We've actually... EVPs can come in all languages, and even animals can have EVPs, according to my research. This was a German guy. That's not an EVP.
All right, now you knocked that off. I know that's you.
That's not an EVP, because EVP can not be recorded over the phone without special equipment. Rodney, could you be quiet while I'm talking? Okay.
I think that was your cat.
While I'm queuing up this other DVD, guys, I want you to ask you a question. What are some likely situations that ghosts would be present or appear? I mean, what's the chances that they would appear? What characteristics of the atmosphere or what have to happen?
Well, a lot of people that ghosts appear at night, and sometimes that just is not the case. Now, ghosts could appear any time of the day should it have enough energy to manifest itself. That's the same with an EVP, too. There have been people who have walked around places that were supposedly haunted and recorded EVPs during the day. Now, for some reason, a lot more activity does happen at night. And I do believe that the reason for that being is during the day, the sun kind of absorbs up a lot of the energy around it, or it kind of produces a lot of the energy. And so what I believe is that sun kind of affects the ability for a ghost to manifest itself.
Everybody knows real lunatics go out at night, and that's why they hear voices.
But anyway, what I'm trying to say is, now, it doesn't take a necessarily a haunted place in order to see a ghost.
Yeah.
I've heard of people buying brand new houses and that haven't even been lived in before, and they have had paranormal experiences inside.
And I want to hold you right there, and I want to keep you on that subject. I want you to remember that subject for a little later. I've got a question that asks the same exact thing that you were talking about there, but I've got a question about that, so keep that in mind for later. But I was, or keep that in mind for now, because I guess I'm going to talk about it. No matter where you live, you can always have a haunting. There's just nothing that can keep ghosts from going places. Like for the dorms example, I must have a dorm. I must have a ghost in my dorm room, and I'm not. I don't know what that was or whatnot, but it doesn't. There's. How can a brand new spanking house or big building be haunted?
Sometimes what happens is the house is built on maybe an Indian burial ground.
Like in Poltergeist.
Just like in Poltergeist. Or it was built on something that was considered, maybe somebody died on that piece of land a long time ago, and they never really left that area. Or maybe it's just like, like Poltergeist, where there is something like that. But I've also heard of ghosts that are able to follow people from other places. Now, there have been occasions, or there have been documented where a ghost will follow someone home. Now, I believe, I don't know if you've heard of, there's a hotel in Estes Park, Colorado.
Oh, is that where they filmed The Shining?
Well, I think maybe they filmed the indoor part of The Shining, but the outdoor part of The Shining was actually filmed on Mount Hood.
Oh, yeah, that's Oregon. Right. That's right.
But, well, there's a ghost there that is supposedly actually haunted, and what has happened in the past is people have been working there late at night, and what they'll happen, they'll know that the place is haunted, they'll experience things there, and
uh-huh.
They'll drive home that night, and then they'll start experiencing the same thing going on in their very own home. Now, these could be, these don't necessarily have to be old houses either. These could be, like, brand-new apartments or, a brand-new home. And they experience the same kind of thing.
Now,
so there could be there could be many possibilities here, and some people believe that certain people are haunted. That the ghosts are attracted to them for some reason.
Now,
I don't necessarily believe that myself.
Lots of people are insane.
Well,
there are a lot of people that are insane, but I'm not saying that everybody is insane.
Rodney did come up with a good point just a few minutes ago. He said that crazy people do come out, and I can confirm that. I've been shopping at Smith's late at night, and I've worked at a Smith's previously, a long time ago, actually ages ago. And there were some scary people out there. The kind that you would think were either ghosts or something, because I don't know, the creepy people do come out at night. So that's, Rodney, you do have a good point there.
People that see ghosts, because they're crazy.
I wouldn't say that, but...
I wouldn't say they're crazy either. I mean, I've heard of God-fearing, Christian-believing people, that have seen and experienced ghost people. And then, they can't explain themselves. Their ghosts don't pick on what kind of religion or what kind of belief system you have. If you happen to be in the area with the ghost at the same time that chooses or accidentally manifests itself, then, they're not necessarily crazy people,
Yeah. That's exactly right. Guys, I have to take a break. It is the 9 o'clock hour. You are listening to the UFM show. Stay with me, guys.
You are listening to the UFM show here on KUT Student Radio 1620 and online at KUT.org. Also on East Campus at 99.9. We're talking with leading researcher in ghosts, Denzen Jefferson, here, and we've got a refuting guy that's kind of stew. His name is Rodney Thaddeus. He's going to be with us to... hopefully take another approach to this so we can have two sides to this argument. I tend to follow Denzen's. But we'll be right back on the UFM Ghost Special on this Thursday night.
It coming in on the radio. Dial it in, then I know. Ghost frequency in my head. It's been too long, it's been so dead. I know it's after me. I can see behind your tree. I can listen to the radio. Baby, I'll show you the fear. Oh, whoa, whoa. Turn out the lights, don't be afraid, cause he's only in the radio. Ghost frequency, as we all know, it comes in the head all day long. Listen to that music, the same old song. It makes you mad, it drives you insane. The ghost frequency is in pain. Oh yeah, oh yeah. Better watch out now. Oh yeah. Oh yeah, oh yeah. Get on that radio. Ghost
when my radio took away my brain radio. The ghost in my radio. Listen to it too much. You make me think too much. Sometimes I'm not down. Sometimes he's always around. It's always sound. It's always there.
We are the Ghost in Your Radio this Thursday night. That's Cole Flatch there with Ghost in the Radio. Cole Flatch is a cool band. They've got some really good theme songs, wouldn't you say, Denzen?
I'd say so myself. You know, I've actually don't have much experience with Cole Flatch.
Yeah.
I've heard the name before, but I haven't really heard many of their music, much of their music. But I have to admit, that song you just played out
myself.
Excuse
what were you
going
to say, Denzen?
I have to go Cole Flatch myself right now.
Whatever.
What were you going to say, Denzen?
Never mind. Just go ahead and ask the question.
Okay, we have to really go through this one because we want to get to phone calls, and I want to give that phone number out really quickly. So all of you people who have interesting and scary ghost stories, we want to hear from you. The number is 801-585-3449. Here, I'll play the little promo thing I had for this show. I just forgot about. Since it is the second hour after all. It's like...
Yeah, what was that?
To talk with Justin, if you're west of the Wasatch, dial 801-585-3449. If you're east of the Wasatch, 801-585-3449. Now, it's the UFM show with your host, Justin.
Yes, it is.
That's my little promo. Sorry about that.
Very nice.
But anyway, yeah, the number is 801-585-3449. Or you can send me a fast flatch. I'm on MySpace, myspace.com at That's My Stewboy is the URL. myspace.com/That's My Stewboy, all one word. So you can fast flatch me a note on MySpace. And, okay, so we got to get back to these questions, guys, really quick because we want to get to calls. Can ghosts harm us? Are ghosts able to cause harm to human beings?
Now,
probably not.
Excuse me, but there has only been one documented case of a ghost or a spirit actually killing somebody, and this happened in Tennessee, and this is documented very poorly, if I may add, in the movie called An American Haunting, starring Donald... God, what the hell is his name? Sutherland, Donald Sutherland. And it's about a girl or whatever who gets killed by a ghost. Now, there have been poltergeists that have literally scared people into falling into things or, you know, kind of hurting themselves. But as far as ghosts physically hurting someone, there's been ghosts that have pushed people, slapped people in the face.
But
there haven't been much documents other than that as far as being hurt by a spirit.
Actual physical harm is pretty rare.
Yeah, physical contact is pretty rare, but it does happen.
What were we going to say, Rodney?
The ghosts cannot hurt people because they aren't real.
Well, you know, I'd like you to go and sit in there's a prison in Deerfield Prison in Montana.
Oh,
I'd
yeah.
like you to go and stay there for a couple. Well, it's the Deerfield Prison. I can't remember the exact name, but
Deer Lodge. God,
Deer Lodge. Excuse me, Deer Lodge.
Okay, I just got an instant message from somebody trying to call. The lines will be busy for the next half an hour. I'm sorry, we have to keep Denzen on. He's gonna take your calls later in the show. We're gonna extend the show by a half an hour because it is the special ghost show.
Did they have a message? What did the message say?
They said I'm trying to call, but the lines are busy.
Okay, well, that could be like about 15 minutes.
Yeah, so wait about 15 minutes there, caller or listener. Thank you for listening though. I seem to remember a book from elementary school. I remember reading a book in my library, and now this may have been fiction, but I remember it very clearly, that it gave an account of a guy staying over at a house, and it was an abandoned house or something, and he was staying upstairs with like a couple of his friends, and he saw a black figure, and it had an illustration in the book.
Was it called Iris Sleeps Over?
No, it wasn't Iris Sleeps Over. But it had a black figure hovering over the bed, and it apparently scared these guys to death, and then they ran out of the room and tripped down the stairs. One guy broke his neck. I think one guy jumped out the window. That sounds a bit fictional, but I don't know.
Wait a minute. Did this happen in Italy?
It was in some foreign country. I'm going to say England.
I think it was England. Was it two sailors?
Yes, it was.
I think I've read that exact book, and I forgot about that.
Because they were having erotic relations.
Can we cut this guy off?
Sorry, I can't. He's on the same line you are.
Okay, well, anyway, I think I've read that about that. I've heard definitely about that. It was an actual, like, deformed kind of creature or whatever.
Yeah. But here, I'll cut Rodney off in a minute because he's just really bothering us.
You can't cut me off.
Sorry, Rodney, but you. We thought you were going to be more, you know, professional.
This guy is sophomore and immature.
Yes, I agree.
Sophomore.
We can't have that stuff on our show, Mister.
You don't even know what that word means.
It means you're not a freshman, not a junior, but a sophomore.
Anyway, Yambo questions.
Yes, I do. You see these show on TV, particularly on the Sci-Fi Channel. I'm a fan of Ghost Hunters, I must admit.
Oh, I love that show, too. I love that show.
How real do you believe they are, and does this affect your real-life in research?
Well, I believe that, you know, sometimes I do get frustrated with the show Ghost Hunters because I believe they could have set up a camera at a different angle, or they could have, set up multiple cameras. Or you know how they only go to these places for one night to do the investigation? Well, I wish they'd go back. For example, when they went to the Birdcage Saloon in Tombstone, Arizona.
Uh-huh.
They only went there for one night, and they got a lot of ghost activity, but I believe if they would have gone back there a second night and set up the cameras a different angle, maybe they would have caught something, you know?
Uh-huh.
And, it would boost the argument more, you know? But I love that show, and sometimes I do have to wonder if they are faking it, or if the producers get in the way and tell them to do something.
I've had it with you. You're making up lies.
Anyway, I have to wonder. Sometimes I do think it's a very interesting show, and sometimes I do believe most of the stuff on there is true.
It's totally fake. God.
It's not totally fake.
Excuse me, this is coming from a guy who watches Flavor Flav every night on MTV, and believe that stuff is real.
I didn't know that.
Are you wearing the giant clock right now?
I'm not. That's what Trench wears.
Anyway, do you have another question?
Yeah, I was going to say, though, there's another show on Travel Channel. It's another ghost hunting show. I can't think of the name. But
Haunted Places?
It is definitely.
They travel around and they go visit all these haunted places.
Yeah, it is definitely. I don't like that show because they stage action.
Yeah, or it's like that celebrity show they have on MTV where they come around and look for ghosts. I believe a lot of that is made up.
Yeah, I do too.
Like the rest of it.
Well, I just got a message on my. Well, anyway, my next question for you is: people take pictures that have so-called orbs in them. Can you explain what these orbs might likely be?
Now, excuse me, but I'm going to probably have to agree with what Rodney would say right here. I don't necessarily believe that orbs are spirits or whatever. I believe that when people take pictures of orbs, they're dust particles that float in front of the camera.
Really?
And then when a flash goes off, you can see the dust particle in the lens. It's close up or something.
Uh-huh.
I have a hard time believing that orbs, and most of the photo evidence I have seen of ghosts, to me, looks just completely fake, or you explain it scientifically in another way. So there's a couple of pictures that I believe that you can't explain what's on them, but I believe a lot of orb pictures are fake, or just particles of dust floating in front of the camera.
I got another message on MySpace that says all your proofs for existence of ghosts come from a TV show on the Sci-Fi Channel and Ghostbusters. He says that's really, really pathetic.
Well, you know, if that guy wants to go out and do his own research, if that guy wants to go into one of these haunted places that's actually haunted, you know, and if he wants to experience something himself, then I would suggest that he do that, you know. I mean, I think I keep an open mind. I can't explain it all. I don't know it all. But there's some stuff out there that can't be explained by science,
exactly.
But it does happen.
Exactly. And I got another message just a split second after the other one. It says that Rodney guy is retarded. Someone should smack him.
Well, I can't argue with him there.
Hey. What, Rodney?
Hey, don't say that about me.
Why, you're an idiot.
You are.
Oh, my God.
Anyway,
let's get on with this show.
Yeah, Denson.
I gotta go. I'm sick of your crap.
Yes, please,
right.
Please get out of here.
God, got your stew.
Huh?
Is he gone?
Hello?
I think he's gone. Okay, good. We lost Rodney, so congratulations, everybody. We have lost.
I don't think you should have skeptics on your show anymore. I think they just cut up the conversation.
We will not have skeptics on the show anymore. And somebody just sent a message that say, after all, Michigan doesn't offer associate's degrees in chemistry or physics, but Flava Flav is sweet.
Well, I don't know what this guy is, but anyway.
It depends on which University of Michigan you're talking about.
I didn't say which university.
Yeah, and for disclosing purposes, we're not going to tell you that, because this guy, you know, we like to keep we like to keep our guests anonymous on the show for personal sake. You know, it's a favor, I guess you could say. Now, I personally have talked to Denzen himself, and I know his real name. I'm not going to reveal it for you, but I know his real name, and he's a very wonderful researcher on this ghost subject, and I believe him. So, you guys can think whatever
you
want.
Thank you, Justin. It's been a pleasure being on your show, and I'll come on anytime you want.
You guys can think whatever you want, but you know, I believe him, you know, and that's why I'm having him on the show tonight, because he knows what he's talking about. My next question for you is, how is it possible for a ghost to move objects?
Well, I believe it's the same thing as I mentioned before. You know, if there's an endothermic process, and if the ghost has enough outside external energy to absorb, then I believe that the ghost can, it can use that energy in order for moving an object and get a reaction. You know, it's just like when they appear, or when they use EVPs, or when they speak to you. You know, it just depends on how much energy they have absorbed. Now, that's all hypotheses, and I have no, you know, I'm starting my scientific evidence or research on this.
Mm-hmm. I just got another message on MySpace on the Fast Flatch that says, Rodney is the dumbest expletive ever, and why are you guests talking with a southern accent?
Well, you know, I came originally from the South.
Now, that'll explain it.
That would not explain that.
That, there you go. There's your answer.
I was born in Louisiana.
There you go. Okay, if I have a ghost in my room, what would be a good way to communicate with it, and how do I find out more about information about this ghost?
Well, what people tend to do when they do ghost hunts or research, they tend to have their digital recorder or their normal recorder that uses a cassette tape, and they walk in their room and they ask questions like, is there anybody here?
Mm-hmm.
You know, what is your name? And such like that. You know, you actually go out and ask. You know, it's actually what they've proven in research, or what they've done is they've proven that if you actually go out and ask instead of whisper, that you get better results. So, you know, you ask questions like, is there anybody in here?
Uh-huh.
You know, and what's your name, and why are you here, and where did you come from, and stuff like that. And you could just simply walk around your room and or wherever you are and just record, and every once in a while you'll ask that question. And if you sometimes play it back, you know, if you are experiencing EVP, you will hear something. And sometimes it doesn't sound audible.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it sounds like it's off in the distance, but sometimes, like you played on the show earlier, you can really hear it.
Yeah. Yeah, I have 14 other EVPs I'd like to play for you guys tonight. This one, actually, I'm going to play really quickly since it's a quick one. It's a German guy speaking. If somebody knows German and can understand this, please, please send me a Fast Flatch on MySpace. But listen for this one, Denzen.
Six, five, eight.
that one.
Yeah, it's very, very hard to say. It sounds like some guy saying, I, like almost, I don't know, I don't know if it's even German or not. That one's really interesting. Here's a guy saying, I'm British. Recorded from the GIS website. Now that one's kind of clear.
Yeah, I can hear that one.
If you listen to it like without the phone, I'm sorry, we have a bad phone connection here. But if you listen to it without the phone, you'll hear I'm British, and you heard that, didn't you?
I kind of made it out.
Okay, and this one is very clear. It is a guy, somebody saying they're right behind you. Now this one is clear, so listen carefully.
You have to kind of look at it in the scientific terms. Now, you don't know where that tape came from, and you don't know who made it. So that could have actually been someone actually saying, I'm right behind you.
Yeah, that's
so,
always...
But, it just depends on how legitimate that actual person is and what the person's intentions are who is turning in the tape.
Somebody sent a message that said, your guests last week had the same damn voice and accent, and so did three of your callers. Is the UFH, it's actually the UFM, Hicks Central? No, it's not Hicks Central. We just have a diverse group of people here that we diverse
researchers.
You happen
to be from the South.
Yeah, we all happen to be from the South. I have a lot of friends from the South since I was born in the South. And there you go, that's your explanation. But we have to keep this moving. Death seems to be a hard subject for people to completely understand. What do you think happens? What is your opinion of what happens to the body after we die? And I know this is going to get a lot of emails.
Well, I happen to believe that after you die, you know, that there is another dimension that you could go to. You know, it's just like you're stepping out of a car door and you're going into another car on the street. You know, I believe that, personally, I believe that life continues. You know, and a lot of religions also believe that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, whether you want to call that next dimension heaven, nirvana, or whatever, you know, it's up to you.
Yeah.
But I believe sometimes that the death or the can be so violent or so traumatic that the person or the energy, the spirit that lives on, doesn't know that it just died, just like I mentioned earlier.
Uh-huh.
So I believe, a lot of times traumatic incidents, just like battlefields,
uh-huh,
or other things like that, can produce the same kind of thing.
Well, okay, we got to take a quick break because I got to switch the CDs out, if you don't mind.
That's fine.
So we will be right back on the UFM show. Keep sending your fast flashes on MySpace and stuff, and we will get to your phone calls a little later. We got to finish this up, folks. We are trying to make it. We're going to extend the show an extra half an hour specifically for phone calls, so we'll be right back.
I'm breaking through, I'm bending.
Alright, we're back here. It is 9:26 on the UFM show. And I want to remind you folks, when we take these calls, try to be as professional as possible, I mean, if you can. Because we are trying to maintain a good show here, and we want seriousness. I mean, we can have fun with the ghost stories, you know, of course, because most ghost stories are fun. And some are scary, and that's the point. But we want to try to remain as professional as possible. Denzen is going has got to go. Whoa. Okay. Denzen looks like he hung up. So we're gonna. He's back on Yahoo Messenger. It's really extremely delayed. Okay, yeah, see, you can hear the extreme delay.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Yeah, yes, I can hear you, Denzen. But there is a little bit of delay because we have this... Okay, so Denzen is able to take calls for you, or take your answers. He's only going to be here for... a couple more minutes. So the number to call for the studio is 801-585-3449. There is a slight delay, so if you could ask the question, and we will answer it offline, off air. I think that's the best way we could do this. Because he is on Yahoo Messenger, and this is the only way we can do it since Kate only has one line. So... start calling 801-585-3449. But anyway, while we're waiting for the calls to come in, I've got some EVPs to play for you guys that I wanted to play. And I've got some messages on MySpace that I wanted to read as well. But here we go as our first caller. KU Student Radio, you're on the air.
I have a question for your guest.
Okay.
I'm living down in Sandy, and I practice the Mormon religion. And I know there's a lot of mention of ghosts in the Book of Mormon.
Really?
And basically, our religion was founded by people who saw ghosts and things. What does your guest have to say about that?
Okay, and we're
gonna take your answer off the air.
Okay, we're gonna take his answer offline. And also, if Leroy,
did you hear that, Leroy? Denzen, did you hear that?
Okay, we're gonna take his answer offline.
Whoa. We just lost Denzen. He says the Mormon religion has similar beginnings. Okay. Why did he stay offline? I don't know why he put himself on hold. This is not going to work out if he does this. But yeah, a lot of religion is based on ghost activity, and it's really interesting to look through books and stuff that have been put out. Some religions have been started based on the view of ghosts, he says. This is from Denzen. It's really interesting, the combination between religion and ghost sightings. Christians have angels, he says. Christians have seen angels, according to him. So, yeah, the ties to religion and ghosts, I believe, are pretty strong, and I wouldn't doubt that the LDS religion is the same way. I really don't know much about the LDS religion. I'm not LDS myself, but I would say that it's probably the same. And I have another message on MySpace that says, the Southerners aren't being racist. Oh, by the way, fellow KU DJs, we love your show. Thank you very much for that note. And Denzen has just responded saying, people in the Bible hear voices when they believe are angels. And, you know, that could be EVPs. That's an interesting idea. Nobody has ever really thought about or challenged that, I guess. I don't know. Could they be EVPs? That's the question. So I'm going to play some quick EVPs for you while we are waiting. Oh, I got a message here on MySpace. My flash just came in. Whenever I leave my house and come back home, the TV is on playing some sort of Chuck Norris-related show. Can a ghost interact with complicated electromagnetic energy of my TV to play Walker, Texas Ranger? You know, anything is possible. I like to believe that. Anything is possible. And like we were talking about earlier, ghosts can move inanimate objects. You know, I know it may be a movie, but Ghost, the movie, is a good example. It's just a theory. They use energy to move objects. And Denzen says, only if the ghost can only play Walker, Texas Ranger, if he's from Texas and Republican. So there's your response. But thank you guys for sending in the fast flashes. I really appreciate those. Like I said, try to keep them civil and everything, because I will not read the uncivil ones on air, because this is a moral show. This is a family show. I am what I am, a family show. But anyway, we're going to play some EVPs for you. These are the best ones that I could find all throughout the web. And you can search online right now for any of these. These are all online, and they are all scary, all available for your own interpretation. But just try to keep an open mind. That's all I say. So this one is saying, care to attend an evening. It's kind of hard to hear. Listen very carefully. The number is 801-585-3449, not my home cell phone number. Okay. Yeah, be sure to call the right number when you're calling the studio, folks. I know some of my best friends are listening and they didn't know the number. Okay, we're back on Voice with Denzen. We're back with you. We are back with you. Do you have a comment on those fast flashes? Gosh, I cannot type and speak at the same time. So here is our phone call we have. Hold on a second, folks.
I have a comment about that.
Hold on. KU Student Radio, you're on the air.
Hi, my name's Jennifer.
Sorry about that.
I just have a question about something. I was watching this show today, and it was about these people that were going into, like, this old asylum, like insane asylum, and they were talking about that part of the place was supposed to be haunted by something called shadow people, and that's something I've never heard before, and I was just wanting to ask, is there a difference between shadow people and like ghosts? What would cause something to be a shadow person?
That is a very, very good question, and I have only done limited research on this, but I can tell you what I know about it. As far as I know, shadow people are pretty close in common to real ghosts. I mean, they operate on a different dimension.
Or so that's the hypothesis. It's never been proven that there's no scientific study been done on this, that, as far as I know of, on shadow people. It's a very interesting topic, and I'm not exactly sure what causes them, but you know it's something to do with this interdimensional. People see them out of the corner of their eyes, you know. So I don't know. Ghosts tend to be, you know, more of like a misty figure. These things tend to be like a black color. I don't know if that helps explain it a little bit.
I see.
You have any more questions? Do you have any more questions for us today?
That's it. Thank you.
Thank you very much for calling the UFM show, and we really appreciate that.
Shadow people is another interesting topic. So now the lines are open, folks. Shadow people is another interesting topic. I don't know really as much about it as I should, but I know that it's different dimensions. You know, there are so many dimensions out there. There's even four dimensions of real, you know, like time is the fourth dimension. Third dimension, I don't know that much about it, to be honest with you. But again, you're listening to KU Student Radio, the UFM show. My name is Justin. The number is 801-585-3449 if you guys got any ghost stories. Tonight is the ghost show. So tonight is for specific use of the phone for ghost stories only. So Denzen is back with us. He's going to comment on those fast latches, I think.
Now, yeah, I do have some comments about those fast latches. A lot of religions did start out with seeing like spiritual beings, or you know, for example, Moses went up on top of a hill and he heard a burning bush. And a lot of people think that Joseph, Mary's husband, was contacted by the angel of Gabriel, who told him that his wife was going to be of child. Now, this could be linked back into a spirit, or, you know, a personal guardian, which could be a spirit, you know. I don't discredit that. I cannot prove it. But I do believe that a lot of religions do start off with spiritual beings, and a lot of people back in that time maybe could have thought that these were angels, and maybe they were. But maybe angels are actually spirits or ghosts that mean well for the human race.
So that is a very interesting take on the religion versus, you know, religion and ghosts and stuff like that. That you're hearing from Denzen Jefferson. He's an esteemed ghost researcher that we had on the show earlier this evening. Again, the number to folks to call is 801-585-3449. This is the UFM show. We're doing the ghost edition, I guess you could say, and we really, really would like for you guys to call in and tell us your scariest ghost stories. You know, they don't have to be necessarily true, you know. We can always go for a good laugh, as you know, but try to remain to as true as possible. You know, scary things happen all the time, and we have a phone call. That's pretty cool. Hold on a minute, caller. Thank you for calling KU.
You're on the air. And dead air. Caller, you're on the air. Okay. Goodbye.
So the lines are now open again.
KU, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi, this is the guy who called last week from the dorms, from your dorm.
Oh, yeah, yeah, how are you doing?
I'm doing good, how are you?
Pretty good. Did you hear the beginning of the show where I recorded an EVP in my room?
Yes, I did, and I found it interesting that you would say that you think I'm making it up, but that you've got a ghost in your room.
I don't know what to believe on that one. I'm not personally doubting you didn't see anything. I'm not saying you didn't see anything. I just need physical evidence, you know.
Well, while you were on the phone with Denzin and Rodney or whatever, the ghost actually appeared in my room again while I was listening to your show.
Really?
Yes.
Now, I have actually thought up some questions.
Okay.
For you.
Go ahead.
what temperature does the room become, or what temperature is the room when this happens? Does it get super cold, or?
Well, usually before it happens, it's just normal room temperature, probably in the 60s or 70s.
Uh-huh.
And while it's happening, I would say the temperature goes up at least 5 to 10 degrees, and then right after it happens, it drops down probably into the 50s or 40s. It gets really cold in my room.
Yeah, that tends to be a very common experience. You know, like people say they feel ghosts and stuff. It gets cold.
Right. Yeah.
And this is like the Denzin said, it's the manipulation of energy and stuff. All the things going on. Have you actually tried to take pictures or document this event? This event.
Yes. One time I have a digital camera and I tried to take a picture of it, but when I loaded it onto my computer, it was just like a whiteness, which is nothing which the ghost looks like.
But it's actually still there, though. If you have that picture, I would like you to send it to me if you have the ability to do that. Do you have the ability to do that?
I'll have to look. It might not be on my computer anymore. I know it's still on my digital camera, which is not with me, but as soon as I get it back, I will send the picture along to you.
Okay, that would be great. I would like to see that for myself. But, yeah, I see, last night when I was recording that EVP, I was just doing a normal thing. I was just about ready to go eat at the Heritage Center.
Did you actually see the ghost?
No, I actually didn't see anything, but I was actually attempting to record an EVP, so I was purposely putting my microphone up on top of my bed, you know, so I could record sound.
Uh-huh.
And I just asked a few questions. I didn't get any responses or anything, but I've got to get rid of this damn cold.
Right, right. Ever actually seen a ghost or anything?
I my mind has played so many tricks on me before in the past. I don't know what to believe is real. Like I said, I'm really a stickler on physical evidence.
Right.
And if I were to ever see a ghost, I would probably crap my pants.
Because I'm convinced there's a ghost in our building. I think I heard one or heard it in the lounge the other night, but I didn't see it, so I wasn't sure.
Is this
the same temperature thing happened?
Is this the lounge in the middle of the room or middle of the dorm or on the sides?
It's the main lounge on the second floor.
Okay. Well, I'm going to have to go down there. I was going to say, you know, it could have something to do... I have a theory or a hypothesis of what it might be. Since Fort Douglas is right there...
Right, right.
And the cemetery is just down the street, I'm thinking that something... Either Sage Point was built on a cemetery or
possible,
what?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's hard to explain, but...
I find it odd, though, that it tries to interact with me, and as I told you last week, it's like it's trying to envelop me or do something to me. It's like it wants to hurt me.
Well, I wouldn't say it's trying to hurt you. Ghosts, you know...
Hey, don't you tell me that it doesn't want to hurt me, because that is what I think.
Well, yeah. Yeah.
And I'm convinced that it wants to hurt.
That may very well be, but I'm not... I'm not sure about that.
All right, well, thank you for your time.
Thank you very much for calling back.
You're welcome.
Have a good night.
This is KUTE's Student Radio 1620, Channel 66 in the dorms, KUTE.org. The lines are now open. I'm actually going to explain a little ghost story to you before. I'm starting to think this is not a real ghost that I may have seen, and it's actually in Ogden. I told you about this last week, but I didn't really go into any detail. My friend and I had gone up to Ogden to hang out and have a good time. Hold on, Denzin's trying to say something.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. There's a bad delay.
I just wanted to comment on that last caller say that, Well, maybe that last caller, what he did see was a EVP, or not, sorry, not EVP, but a manifestation of some type. Now, I would be interested to see that picture evidence that he took, because I've seen a lot of pictures before. A lot of pictures look like they were moved around, or someone blew smoke in front of the camera.
Uh-huh.
But I'd be really interested to see this person's picture.
Yeah,
that he took in the dorm,
and I didn't
know that your dorm room was built near a military center and close to a cemetery. Now that could explain some things that are going on in there.
Yeah, and it could.
And as far as your EVP goes, though, from what I heard, it sounds legit. I mean, unless you have another explanation. But I hate to run, but I have to get going. But it's been an honor on your show. My wife's calling me right now.
Yeah.
and I need to go. So
well, thank you very much.
It's been a pleasure talking to you.
Thank you very much, Denzin, and we hope to have you back if we ever do another ghost show. And that's Denzin, folks. Denzin Jefferson is an esteemed ghost researcher. But the number again to call is 585-3449 if you have an interesting ghost story. And we want to hear ghost stories from you guys that are outside of Utah, too. I mean, if you guys are outside of Utah listening on the station, we'd like to hear from you, too.
Whoa, sorry about that. KU Student Radio, you're on the air.
Hey.
Hey, how's it going?
I just have a sort of a ghost story that relates up to the dorms.
All right. That's cool.
I used to go up there a lot last year, and I had some friends who they like to do seances in rooms.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And they were convinced that the ghost the chapel up there is haunted.
Well, that actually is a better, that could be, that's more possible than the dorms being haunted, I believe.
Yeah, but I mean, they used to do seances even alone in like their bathrooms or even
ooh,
in specific rooms.
Scary.
And they'd get freaked out because some ghosts would be evil and some would be good. And they had like three living in their dorm at one point. And I did it with them once, and you know, I decided to mess with the seance and all that.
Uh-huh.
But I hear tons of stories about ghosts up there at the dorms.
Yeah. That I have lived here for 2 years and I have been in the dorms. I have not heard a single thing until now. So that is really.
Have you always lived in like Sage Point? Because I was in Sage Point 811 whenever I heard ghost stories.
Actually, I lived in Chapel Glen last spring, and I was in Sage Point the first semester I was here, then Chapel Glen, and now I'm back in Sage Point.
Yeah.
But did you during these like seances? Did they use like Ouija boards?
Yeah.
Hmm. That's really cool. Then what kind of evidence did they come up with?
I don't think they had any evidence.
Oh.
I thought it was sort of ridiculous. I mean, I remember one of my friends, she was like doing it with herself in the bathroom, and like all of a sudden she like screamed and she's like, I felt a ghost touch my hand. And I mean, I guess they always felt things.
Yeah.
Whenever they walked into rooms and things like that.
And see, while I was doing the research for this, I actually came across a site that said, you know, you shouldn't really fool around with Ouija boards because if you don't know what you're doing.
Yeah.
Because
they got scared because they said sometimes you can, you know, let a ghost possess you.
Uh-huh.
If you're using it wrong and things like that. So it got pretty wacky.
Well, yeah, like we were saying before, though, any building, you know, regardless of age, can be haunted. So it's very possible that the dorms can be haunted. I myself have not seen anything up there until this EVP, which was very scary, you know. But I still need to see ghosts before I believe in them.
Yeah, I personally don't believe in them, but I think it's, you know, it's interesting. I believe in other things that could happen.
Yeah. So thank you
things for late.
Thank you for very much for calling the UFM show.
Thank you.
I really appreciate your call. Have a good night.
Anyway, yeah, the chapel up by Chapel Glen, that is it was honestly one of the scariest buildings. Scary. I don't know why it's scary, but I was out walking around at night. Don't ask me why. Last spring, and that building gives me the creeps. When I used to live in Chapel Glen, that building, I don't know. A lot of the I'm almost positive that Fort Douglas is haunted, and that could be an explanation for all of the hauntings in the dorms that have supposedly happened. I don't want to rule either way that there are ghosts in the dorms or there aren't, because I don't want to scare you guys too much, you know. You don't want to move out of the dorms because there's ghosts there. I mean, the ghosts are generally friendly in most cases. I've heard otherwise. But we do have to take a break, a really quick break. We will be right back in just a few minutes as soon as I can find a good song. Whoa, better hang up the phone. But anyway, we will be right back in just a few minutes. Give us a few minutes, folks. This is the UFM show on KUTE Student Radio, Channel 66 in the dorms, KUTE.org. 1620 does not exist. It never will. But 99.9 does on the east side of campus. So we'll be right back. soul to soul there. I thought that'd be appropriate. Soul to soul, back to life. That's an old song. Old school. We have a phone call right after the break. Wow, that's good timing there, caller.
Kate, Student Radio, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hi.
Okay, I just want to say, first of all, that I know for a fact that Fort Douglas is haunted because they do midnight tours during the month of October.
Wow.
In the museum, because it is haunted, and I can guarantee that if you go through it, you will see a ghost.
Well, here I am all this interested in ghosts and stuff, and I don't know that. Thank you for telling me. Wow.
Yes.
That
so
is cool.
If you want to see a ghost, if you want to scare yourself shitless, go to...
Hey, watch your language.
Hey, it's the U.
Yeah.
I'm sure everybody swears. Anyway.
Yeah.
If you want to see a ghost, either go up to the cemetery and walk through it, or go through the midnight tours at the museum, and you will see a ghost. And also, I know that Rodney guy earlier was saying that ghosts cannot hurt you, but in fact, they can. I have watched the History Channel forever, and during the month of October, because of Halloween, they usually show shows based on paranormal.
Oh, I love the History Channel.
And I don't think the History Channel would make things up, to be
no.
honest with you. So, and they actually interviewed people who have lived in houses where the ghosts have attacked them, and they show pictures of scratch marks and cuts and scrapes on these people's bodies, and they've usually been attacked during the night. But
uh-huh.
So yes, ghosts can hurt you.
Well, see, I had a different opinion on that though. I was looking through the research and stuff like that, and I don't know. I'm skeptical.
Well, I don't think that most ghosts are out to hurt you. But I think that maybe if the circumstances on which the person died,
uh-huh.
I don't know, maybe they were murdered, or, you know, maybe there's something surrounding it that, you know, made the ghost really angry.
Uh-huh.
Or maybe the ghost is just really territorial and doesn't want you in its house. Who knows?
That could be, yeah. There's many explanations for why a ghost haunts a certain place, you know.
That's true. And also, I forgot, there is an old asylum up kind of by the zoo, actually, that is supposedly haunted as well.
Interesting.
And it's an old crazy house, pretty much. I'm not sure if you can actually go in it, but my guesses are it's probably haunted.
Oh, yeah. Asylums, you know, that right there is good grounds for a haunting. Any hospital or anything where any place where any significant activity has occurred.
Oh, yeah.
Like deaths, like you said, like murders or mysterious suicides or whatnot, you know, it's up to the imagination. But wherever something major has happened, there is chances are that it's going to experience more paranormal.
Oh, definitely. And also, you were mentioning the Chapel Glen Chapel.
Yeah.
I actually lived up in the dorms last year in Sage Point.
Oh, cool.
As well. But I actually, you know, a lot of my friends up there like to go running in the morning when it's still dark outside. And they have claimed that sometimes when they run past the chapel, they can see, like, red flashing lights inside the chapel.
Mm-hmm.
And this is at, like, 4 or 5 in the morning.
Oh, yeah.
So I doubt that there's anybody in there. So,
no.
Yeah, I'm convinced that the chapel's haunted as well.
Oh, I mean, old buildings are notorious for having hauntings. I mean, the older the building, the more chances there are it's going to be haunted.
Yeah.
And see, I lived in a house in Casper when I lived in Wyoming, Casper, Wyoming, that was only like, well, it was built in the 1970s. So at the time I was living there, it was only like 20 or 30 years old. But I still believe that it was haunted because there was some scary stuff that happened at that house when I was living there. I lived there for 10 years.
Yeah. I think that not only can a ghost be tied to a house, but I think, you know, like the movie, you know, all the famous movies,
mm-hmm.
I think ghosts can be tied to the land on them as well because, I mean, how old is the land that we're on now? I mean, it's millions of years old.
Yeah.
You know, there's been people on it for centuries and centuries, so...
Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean, heck, we could have a tree possess... Or a ghost possess a tree, for all we know, you know?
Oh, yeah, and I don't know, I just remembered this. Do you remember about a couple of years ago that it was on the news? This has actually made the news. There was actual video of a car lot in somewhere in Oklahoma. Some of you guys out there might know what I'm talking about. There was a video of a car lot in Oklahoma, and they actually saw a ghost hovering over a car. And, you know, they had said that, like, a lady had died in a crash a few days later, and that was her car.
That's kind of creepy.
Yeah, it was on the news. And you can find the video online and just do a search for ghost car lot or whatever on Google. Just type it. There is so much evidence for ghosts. I still believe in them, actually, right now.
You know what? I just want to say to all the people who are total skeptics and, you know, are adamant on saying that they don't believe in ghosts, I really just think those people are in denial. Because, you know, especially if you're not a religious person,
yeah,
then you most likely don't believe in heaven or whatnot. So when a person dies, where does their spirit go?
Yeah, exactly.
It's probably just walking around somewhere. You know, and like you said, there's more than one dimension.
Yeah, of course.
So, I mean, who's to say that all the spirits of the dead people aren't living in the other dimension? And just, you know, sometimes they happen to cross over in our dimension.
And that could explain the shadow people, too, that other caller was talking about.
Exactly. You know, I actually read something online about those shadow people.
Really?
I know that one girl called in and was wondering about them.
Uh-huh.
Some people think that they might be actually, like, demonic figures, because some
really?
People claim to have actually seen them, and not just from the corner of their eye, and they claim that they have red eyes. They're dark with red eyes. So some people label them as demonic figures, while other people just say they're like shy ghosts, and they just want to be seen out of the corner of your eye and then disappear.
And again, that's all up to whatever you want to believe. I mean,
that's right.
It all depends on what you believe in.
That's right. So... But I think that if you say you don't believe in ghosts, you're just in denial.
Yeah.
You will see one sooner or later.
And I just got a fast flash on MySpace, and it's relating to your Chapel Glen thing. It says, I heard somebody say they light candles in there at night in honor of something or other, a.k.a. the red flashes of light from the windows. Also, he says, I hear the security guard goes in with the flashlight, and the windows are stained glass. That could cause it. He goes in there at night because kids like to mess around and ghost rumors and stuff like that. That could be a possibility. But
that's true.
I don't know, about three or four in the morning.
Yeah, I really don't know.
Again, it's all up to your interpretation. It's all however you want to take it. We're not gonna shut down anybody's ideas tonight on this show.
That's true. I'm still convinced that the whole Fort Douglas area is haunted just because it's so old, you know, and there have been soldiers that have died in Fort Douglas and whatnot. You know, there was a hospital. I believe, actually, the building that is where what's it called?
Heritage Center?
No. It's across from where Stage Point is. It's like a secondhand store. Like, you can go get...
Oh,
you can
it's
go
the,
buy things.
It's the...
I can't think of the name of
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I can't either. I always see the sign, and it's, like, says open to the public, but...
Yeah, but anyway, that building, I believe, used to be the Fort Douglas Hospital, like when soldiers, like back in the day, in and out. And they actually, one of the buildings in Fort Douglas was actually a crazy house, too. I just don't know which one it was. But, so yeah, I'm definitely convinced that Fort Douglas is haunted.
I agree with you wholeheartedly.
So,
and
but...
Yeah. Thank you for calling the UFM show.
Well, thank you for putting me on there.
No problem. Have a good
night.
Sorry about that. I'll cut you off for just a second. But I'm going to play some quick EVPs here. We just got a fast flash. We just got a couple of fast flashes, but they're not readable on air. Sorry about that. Comments on that stuff. I was actually going to say there is another fort in Laramie, Wyoming, or not Laramie, Wyoming. It's Fort Laramie. Gosh, it is late. Fort Laramie, Wyoming, is one of the most haunted spots in the state. And since it is a fort, hold on. Since it is a fort, that could explain it. You know, it's the age of the thing.
Thank you for calling, Kay. You're on the air.
Oh.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Do you have a ghost story for us today?
Hello?
Yeah.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yeah, sir, please turn down your radio.
Yeah, I do. I'm a little bit older now, but
please,
that's,
Sir, please turn down your radio.
Turn down my radio, huh?
Yeah, because you should be able to hear me over the phone.
Okay, I can hear you.
Okay, what is your story all about?
My story, what it is I'm a little bit older now, and when I was in college, I went to college up in Illinois there, northern Illinois.
Yeah?
And what I used to do is when I had my girlfriend, and which is now my wife, poor guy. anyways, I used to date her, and the dorm was probably about a mile and a half or maybe 2 miles from the dorm in her house. So I used to, not having a car in college, I used to walk back and forth to her house and visit and stuff. Well, on the way to her house, there's a graveyard.
Uh-huh.
I used to have to cut through. Well, most of the time, you know, naturally I'd go when it was still light out, so I really had no problem.
Uh-huh.
But when I'd stay late, you know, I'd stay at her house, we'd have supper or something like that, and then I'd walk back maybe about 12 or 1 o'clock at night. You know, I'd usually also go through the graveyard, kind of
really?
The road there. Yeah, I'd walk, though. I wouldn't walk. I'd run.
I can see why.
But anyways, one night, this was probably in fall, I started to cut through there. I was going to cut through the graveyard, and there's a church right by the graveyard also.
Uh-huh.
There's benches out there, and some woods and everything. There's some benches, and there was light shining on the benches and everything. But
mm-hmm.
as I walked up to cross the street there and cut into the graveyard, what I thought was odd is I could have swore I saw this lady in white, all total white, with a flowing gown, blonde, just sitting by, not sitting actually, standing by the bench. Just, it was just like in a movie where you see these ghosts with their gowns flow and,
oh,
you know, the white mist, scary. It wasn't mist, but it was just like she was wearing a real light, whitish kind of a silky kind of a gown. It was just flowing all over. So, needless to say, I didn't cut through the graveyard and I ran around the block as fast as I could.
I would too.
I never cut through there again.
Yeah, and you said this was in northern Illinois?
Yeah, this was about 72 or 3,
okay,
somewhere around there.
So, I actually have read books about ghosts in Illinois. I have a Ghosts of Illinois, since a lot of my family's from there.
Yeah.
And particularly in the Chicagoland area, which is pretty close to DeKalb, isn't it?
Right. It's about 50 miles from Chicago. You
probably
heard of the Ghost of Mary out there. That's
that's what I was going to say.
Yeah, that's still famous now. They see her every once in a while. I think it's on prom night.
So for those of you who don't know, it's like these people that drive past this cemetery. Actually, since you're from Illinois, you'd probably be able to tell this story better.
Oh, it's just that this girl was, I believe it was on a prom night. She got hit by a car walking on her way to home.
Uh-huh.
And every once in a while, what happens is people will drive by and they'll see this girl in a prom dress. And they'll actually pick her up, and she'll sometimes talk. Other times she just sits in the back. But by the time they get to the destination, she's not in the car, you know. And they describe her down to a T, and like she was human in flesh and all this kind of stuff.
And are the stories pretty consistent?
Yeah, they're all very consistent. You know, it happens, it seems like, considerably. So I know a lot of kids, when I was going to school in Illinois around there by Chicago, they would drive by at night trying to
see it.
Yeah, see it and stuff like that. But
I actually just looked that up. It's Bloody Mary from South Chicago. Is that right?
Yeah, yep.
Okay.
Yep. Sure is. Yeah.
So you saw a ghost in a cemetery.
There was something, boy, and I, you know, I wasn't drinking or anything like that. I blinked a couple times, and my hair stood up on end, and I tore out of there. I probably could have beat anybody in track.
Yeah.
I ran so fast.
I think a lot of us would be the same way.
Well, I sure was.
Well, thank you. Oh, go ahead.
No, it was definitely something. I believe that too. I believe there's something else out there.
Oh, you know, I would so love to see a full body ghost.
Yeah, I don't know. I think I'm like the rest of your callers. I think I'd have an accident.
Yeah, I would too. But thank you for calling the UFM
all
show.
All right. Listen to your show.
Have a good night.
All right. You too.
That's cool. Somebody from my blood area of Illinois. A lot of relatives in Illinois, I must admit. I just got a fast flash that got the link from the Fort Douglas. Thank you very much for that. About the ghost haunting, and it says tourists have asked about him. Lone curators have met him in the Fort Douglas Museum. Every year around Halloween, the museum hosts this event in his honor, and he's not alive. His name is Clem. The resident ghost of Fort Douglas Museum has caused quite a stir. I can't read tonight. Over the last several years, he has been the focus of several investigations and will be the star of the museum's Who's Our Ghost celebration on Saturday. Is this Saturday? It is this Saturday. Awesome. Oh, I am going to be there. I am going to be there. There is no doubt about that. So it's Saturday at the Fort Douglas Museum. Who's Our Ghost celebration? So, yes, I'm going to be there. Anyway, we got time to take more calls if you guys have them out there. But if we don't, I'm going to play a strange EVP that was recorded by the GIS, Ghost Investigation Society of Utah. They're one of my favorite ghost investigation societies in the state, and I look after their work a lot. But anyway, I'm going to report to you on the next show the results of that Who's Our Ghost thing, and I would like to take the midnight tour personally, because they offer midnight tours like that caller said of the Fort Douglas. That I did know, but I didn't know it was haunted as much as it was. So, kind of, gosh. Boy, sometimes I consider myself... Sometimes I'm such an idiot. But anyway, time to play some EVPs. Let's get to the EVPs, shall we? It's the good stuff. This one's saying, I'm really warm. And it's the lady's saying in the beginning, is there anybody who'd want to talk to us? And she sounds like she's walking through like a concert hall almost. So it's echoing. But listen to what happens to the ghost's voice, too. Listen to what the ghost does. That's the lady right there. Can you hear it now? I'm really warm. And it echoes too. That is the best thing about that clip. That is the really scary part of that clip. I am really warm. I've got one here that a girl saying, I'm really, or look underneath her. Look underneath her. Listen for that. So there you go. Look underneath her. And that again is off the GIS website. Okay. And I've got actually some more that I recorded at the University of Wyoming, which has a lot of famous haunted spots all around of Wyoming. It's one of the most haunted spots in Wyoming is the University of Wyoming, in particularly Knight Hall, which is the student admissions and administration building, if I remember correctly, since I went there 2 years ago. Yeah, I'm transferred. But anyway, it's the student admissions building. It's right dead center of campus, and it's a very, it look almost looks like a castle on the outside. It's just a strange structure. And I recorded this in the basement. There are a lot of steam and pipes in the building, and in the basement. Oh, I cannot talk this late at night. There are a lot of steam pipes in the basement, and you can hear the steam in the background of these clips. You know, it's pretty evident. And I was walking down in the basement during this clip. This was actually back in 2004 that I did this, but I still have the recordings. There was not a single sound other than the steam running through the pipes. And I caught several sounds that sounded like slams and pipes being hit, but I'll let you judge for yourself. Listen to this. So that I know it's not much, but it's a small pipe being hit somewhere. And I didn't hear these when I was recording this. I have a RCA little digital recorder. The thing has saved my life multiple times. I take a lot of places. I can't find it now. It's at home. I left it at home, not here. But, yeah, I used to record a lot of EVPs with this, or try to at least, and this is some of the stuff I came up with. here is a little girl saying drink in the basement. I was asking if anybody wanted to say anything, if I remember correctly, and a little girl said drink. Now, you have to listen very carefully, because this one's kind of hard to hear, but you can hear it. It sounds like a very little girl. Listen carefully. Do you hear it now? Drink. There's a couple of like sounds. Okay. So that is the drink. And I've got another one. This one sounds like an almost like an ethnic lady, like somebody of like from South America. That I'll play right after the phone call. Kate, Student Radio, you're on the air.
Yeah, I was listening to your show, and I have to say I really like it.
Thank you very much.
But I have a ghost story for myself that I've experienced.
Okay, go ahead.
And this was, I'm much older now, but I used to live in this house with my parents, and I'm not going to tell you where I lived.
Uh-huh.
But when I was in the house, I was sleeping one night, and I had this dream where my dad and I, my dream, were living in a town that we previously lived in. And, well, we were going to this park I used to go to as a kid.
Mm-hmm.
And it had this, like, you know, slide that you curl down. And one kid, one time when I was there, one of my friends, like, kind of crapped himself. And he said it came out like a rocket. But anyway, in my dream, we were going to this park, and we were driving up to it, and it was kind of dark outside. And when we pulled in to the park, there was this light coming from behind the trees, because there were several areas in the park that were kind of thick trees and bushes and stuff.
Uh-huh.
And there was this light coming in from behind it. And so in my dream, my dad and I got out of the car, and we started walking towards the light, and the next thing I know, I wake up and there's this, I'm not kidding you, there's this transparent ghost staring down at me in my bed, and it looked like a clown.
Really?
Yeah, it had like a big nose, it had makeup on, and it had like, you know, curly hair and a little hat, and it was looking down at me, and it was kind of heavy set too. I remember it being really pretty heavy set, and it was looking down at me. And I looked up at it, and I got really scared.
Uh-huh.
And I, like, all of a sudden I jumped up, and the next thing I knew, I woke up again.
Really?
But this time, you know, it was like I woke up twice.
Oh, wow.
The first time I woke up, and I saw the clown ghost, it was looking at me, and it seemed like I was in my room, and I was awake. And I remember scaring when I got surprised at the clown ghost looking at me, that, it got surprised too and scared, and it ran into the next room. And my brother was like, my brother's room was like over there. But I remember clearly seeing it get up, and it was like staring at me, and it got surprised. It started running the other way, and it ran through the wall into my brother's room.
Wow. Now that is an interesting ghost story. A clown.
But the thing is to this day, I'm not sure if it was just a dream, because I could have sworn I was awake.
Yeah.
Or if it was an actual ghost experience, and then for some reason, maybe the ghost made me wake up twice or something. Then I woke up and it wasn't there. And the thing is when I woke up, it was sunny outside. It wasn't dark or anything.
Well,
but the ghost had like a blue transparency to it. It wasn't in full color. I could see like very dull colors, but it was kind of blue and transparent.
That is one of the most interesting ghost stories I have heard in a long time.
I'm not kidding you. I remember to this day, and I must have been maybe, I want to say I was 15 or 16.
Yeah.
Years old.
Wow.
And, you know, I've been living in a house for a while, and I've had a couple, like, you know, scary things maybe in the basement, but that was like the first time I actually thought I saw a ghost.
Wow. Wow.
And yeah, like I said, to this day, I can't decide what I think it is. You know, I could have been dreaming, but why would I wake up, you know, and think that it was like, feel like I was awake?
It's, that's often, I'm very interested in dreams, too. I read up on dreams, and I like interpreting my own.
Well, you should do a show on dreams, maybe.
I will, actually. That's a good idea. Thank you for the topic idea. That's cool. Maybe a couple weeks from now. Next week is the political show, by the way, but since it's the election. But, yeah. Wow. I'm going to do it. We got to do a show on dreams. That is a cool ghost story.
And have you ever heard of night terrors? I guess heard of this on TV. It's like where you wake up, and it's like what people commonly associate with UFO abductions, where aliens are staying by their bed.
Uh-huh.
Or there's like a monster in the room that's like pushing them down the bed and they can't move because they're so scared.
Yeah, I have heard of those, and I have had a few night terrors myself. It's fairly common, actually. It's more common than people know.
What happened during your night terrors?
I haven't had one in like over a decade, actually. And I'm 22, so it would probably put me back even before that, you know, like when I was even 7 or 8.
Uh-huh.
And I remember waking up in my room and seeing this giant figure over me, standing over me, and I was trying to scream, but nothing was coming out. Is that kind of the same thing you're talking about?
Well, like when I saw the clown ghost, I just remembered I was like really scared, but I reacted to the ghost, and I like kind of jumped up a little bit, and then that's when the ghost he like jumped up too. He was like surprised that I woke up. Like he was staring at me when I was sleeping, and then I woke up and he like got shocked that I woke up, and then he ran to the wall.
Yeah, that, you know, I was gonna say that is another way that it's theoretical, but it's somebody has given us a hypothesis or a theory that ghosts contact us through dreams.
I actually have heard of that too. And a lot of Navajo people, Native American people, kind of believe that that's what the dreams are all about. That's where you contact deceased living people, or that's where they contact you.
Hmm. Well, that is very interesting, and I want to thank you for your call. I got a ton of other things that people want to talk.
All right, thank you.
So I got to go.
Thank you very much for listening to the UFM. We just got Fast Blast up the, you know what, you know, during that particular call. One here I have to read. This is hilarious. Thank you for sending this. That insane clown, little did he know that insane clown posse started investing in exorcisms and found a way to project their images into previously exorcised homes. The insane clown posse is coming into that guy's dream. And another guy sent me an EVP. I hope this works. So we'll see if this works or not. This is an EVP sent in by a listener.
I need a hug.
I kind of figured it was going to be fake. But thank you for sending that anyways. It's always cool. And you got your little sound bite on the air. Congratulations. And I also got a Fast Blast that said, can a ghost get you pregnant? And if so, could you have a ghost baby? I'd have to tell you no. Ghosts cannot get you pregnant. It's never happened, only maybe in the movies. And I have yet to see a movie that actually happens. So I highly doubt it. That is so interesting. 801-585-3449 is the number. You can fast flash me on my MySpace. That's my Stew Boy is my MySpace. MySpace.com/thatsmystewboy. You're listening to KUT Student Radio 1620, channel 66 in the dorms, KUT.org, and online on East Camp or on air on East Campus anyway, on 99.9. Contactable in multiple ways here tonight via phone. We still have time for a few more ghost stories. I want to get to these EVPs before we do that, but you can call in right here in a few seconds and tell us your ghost stories. But I got an EVP to play first, so let me play the EVP first. I was talking to you about Night Hall in Laramie, Wyoming, on the campus of the University of Wyoming. Here is a door slamming, and I did not hear this again when I was recording this, but it's a door slamming. And the interesting thing about Night Hall is that it was built on the old cemetery that used to be underneath the grounds of the University of Wyoming, and a lot of buildings were built right next to it. The University of Wyoming is kind of like here. There's building after building after building after building. So, and a lot of those buildings are, you know, circa 1900s, early 1900s, or even late 1800s. So that is, there's a distinct possibility, and it is, it has been confirmed many times that that Night Hall is definitely haunted, and this is where I recorded this one. It's a lady saying, "Then it gets hotter." Listen carefully. Can you hear it? There's like a few seconds, and it says, "Yeah, then it gets hotter." That's what I'm hearing. I'm not sure exactly if that's what it's saying, but you never know. Then it gets hotter. So again, the number to call is 801-585-3449. I got a ton of MySpace messages this evening. Wow. And you can keep sending them in, too. I always appreciate MySpace. And be sure to turn down your radio, guys, when you call me.
You're listening to K8 Student Radio.
Hi. I wanted to call in because I heard a caller earlier today and last week. I was going to call in last week.
Okay.
But you said it was the ghost week, so I decided to call in this week.
Well, thank you for calling.
It's about the green mist caller.
Uh-huh.
And he sees the green mist. And I also sometimes see this this green mist around corners. It's always out of the corner of my eye. So I think it might be, you know, some photoreceptor sort of a thing.
Really?
But I see this green mist, and sometimes I wake up and feel that something's pushing on me.
Uh-huh.
But I don't think it's trying to harm me, like the caller said.
Yeah.
I think it's more, you know, explorative.
Yeah.
That sort of a thing.
Huh. So you don't live on the you don't live in the dorms, do you?
No, I don't. I live in the avenues, actually, which is, you know, creepy enough.
Oh, yeah,
it is.
Yeah, it's definitely. I agree with you. The avenues have got some haunted spots themselves. But that is really interesting, a green mist out of the corner of your eye.
Yeah, and then and the pushing on me at night. I wake up, you know, it's dark, so I can't see if it's green or not. But
yeah.
I think it's more explorative than trying to harm me, because, you know, I get up, it goes away.
See, the avenues is pretty close to the Salt Lake Cemetery, isn't it?
Yes, very close. It's, you know, I have enough stories about that place. There's
yeah.
enough real people walking around there at night, though.
Yeah,
know.
Yeah, exactly, especially this month.
It's scarier and it's dangerous.
Yeah, so that's really interesting, a green mist.
Yeah.
Well, you know, anything is possible. I couldn't explain it. It could be some emanation from the cemetery. It could be somebody who lived in the house before that. You know, it could be a number of things. It could even be an animal.
I think it could be that, like a dead cat or something, because it is really like a, it's sort of a peaceful feeling, like something's just pushing, resting on me.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, and see, I'm trying to get across tonight that not all ghosts are, you know, not all ghosts are what they seem to be. You know, not all ghosts are gonna make you break your leg or whatever, you know. They're not evil.
Oh yes, I've heard so many stories about people, you know, being friendly with ghosts.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, some absurd ones about communicating with them.
Oh yeah.
But a lot of people really think they coincide and live with us, you know, peacefully, sharing our homes, that sort of thing.
Yeah, yeah, and that some people actually, you know, enjoy having a ghost in their house. So.
Yeah. I don't know. I hear the caller from the dorms. He's a little angry about the, you know, sharing ghost presents, whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know if he actually believes it.
I don't know either.
I wanted to throw my story out there, and your EVPs are really interesting.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
And thank you very much, and have a good night.
Yes. It seems to be a common thing around here, these green or mists of all kinds, actually. It seems to be a common sighting. I wonder if it has anything to do with land or just location. Utah is definitely a hotbed of paranormal activity, that's for sure. More so, well, actually, it's kind of even. Wyoming has a lot of ghost stories. I guess every state has ghost stories. Everywhere has ghost stories. You know, you can't say one place has more ghosts than the other. You know, I don't know. That's interesting, though. Thank you for calling in. I've got some more EVPs to play before the night is over. One more from the Night Hall Ghost Investigation of 2004 that I conducted. I also did bring a video camera down there, but I didn't catch anything because it was during the day. I just got a message. No, that wasn't related to the show, so I can't say it on the air. Huh. Wow. Interesting message. Thank you for sending that. But anyway, yeah, I gotta get this EVP going. Because we only have like 3 minutes left in the show. And again, with all these clips, you can definitely hear the steam running through the pipes. And that one I want to comment on specifically. That one I have written down here, loud bangs. That, to me, as I listen to this now, sounds more like a door closing. And again, there are few doors in the basement of this night hall on the campus of University of Wyoming. There are a few doors down there, and I think there's like custodial staff, and the KUWR studios are downstairs. That's for the radio station. That's the Wyoming NPR station. Huh. So, a door closing. Yeah, I didn't hear that when I was recording that. And most EVPs you never hear when you record. In fact, almost all of them you never hear. But anyway, before we go, I'm going to play the one that I recorded in my dorms again. So all of you that unfortunately just joined us, you missed a very good show. But I'm going to play the one that I recorded in Sage Point 814, folks, if you can believe it. And this is clear as day. And I don't believe I'm going to explain it again, but here we go. See, that's to me, I hear it again. I've heard this many times, and I previewed it before the show, and I made sure it was all cleaned up. And I recorded this yesterday, actually, while I was doing research for today's show. And I was about to go eat at the Heritage Center, and I was gathering up my keys. You can hear my keys rattling. And I was saying something about my cold, which is, you know, another story. I've had a cold for now for the past 3 weeks, and it's making me mad. But a few seconds later, you hear this. You know, and it's barely inaudible in the original version, which came first on that recording. But once I amp the audio up and clean the hiss out of there, you hear just sleep more. That's kind of good advice, don't you think? Just sleep more. Anyway, we have got to get out of here. We have time for one more short phone call. So if you didn't get to call in during the show, now is your time to call. Please call now, because you will. I've got to get out of here before they kick me out. I don't think they would kick me out, but yes, please call now, 801-585-3449, if you have a quick story that you want to tell. And I want to also advertise next week's show before I forget. Next week's show, since it is election week, is going to be on the election topic. We're going to have political analysts with us, as well as, you know, be a very cool debate, I hope, a very intense debate, I hope. It becomes almost like Rodney and Denzin earlier in the show. That was hilarious. We had to kick Rodney out of here. I thought it would be a good idea, but I guess it wasn't. That guy was a total bad guy. You know, he was whatever. I just got a fast flatch. This is the last fast flatch of the evening, by the way, so don't send me any more after this. A green mist started appearing in my house after my grandma died in an incident involving our refrigerator. Wow. So, you know, that sounds like Ghostbusters to me. And like he was saying, that sounds a lot like Ghostbusters. Cool. But anyway, you guys, I'm going to the Fort Douglas thing on Saturday night, and I'm going to report to you the results on next week's show.
Hello, caller. You're on K-8 Student Radio.
Yeah, well, I just wanted to say that I had some friends who were in a fraternity on University of Wyoming, and I heard you call
cool.
talking about University of Wyoming.
Which, if you don't mind me asking, which one?
I think it was Sigma Chi.
Yeah, really?
And if you ever been to the University of Wyoming campus,
I've been there a couple times to the frat parties. But if you've ever been there, you see that the cemetery is, like, right behind where all the fraternities are. And I think, like you were saying, that cemetery used to go, you know, cover out much of that campus area around the fraternity.
Yeah.
Well, I had some friends there, and a couple people have seen this thing, too, is they'd be sleeping in the night, and they have bunks in their rooms. Like, there's a bed up on top, and then a lot of people, like, hoist up their beds on chains.
Uh-huh. That's kind of common around here, too.
Yeah. But, well, one of my friends was sleeping there at night, and the door was open, and there had just been a party that night, but it must have been, like, 4 o'clock in the morning or something.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, he woke up, and he saw this little girl. I think she was, like, in a blue dress or something, and she had, like, a ribbon in her hair or something.
Yeah.
And she was standing down on the floor.
Ooh.
And he, like, asked her, like, what are you doing here? And, well, she didn't respond, but she, like, just got out and, like, started walking into the hallway, and it was light in the hallway. The light was on in the hallway. And so she walked down the hallway, and he said he got out of the bed, and he followed her. You know, he saw her walking down the hallway and taking her right around a corner where the stairwell was. And I guess he like, kind of followed her, because he thought that this was a real girl. You know, he thought that somehow this girl got in the house. And he followed her around the corner and watched her go down the stairs, and then he went down the stairs, and, you know, he couldn't find her at all. And, like, none of the doors were open or anything. And he said that there was other people who lived in this house before him that had seen the same similar thing.
Ooh.
You know, he didn't hear about that until he, like, mentioned it to one of his other friends. Like, oh, I've heard about that too. So,
really,
I just wanted to say, you know, in correspondence to your University of Wyoming story, that I've heard similar things, and I know for a fact that cemetery used to go out further than it does right now.
Yeah.
And especially when underneath where the fraternities on Frat Row, I think the sororities on the other side of the frat mall is, too.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I know the university very well. I actually attended it for 2 years.
I've been up there a couple times to some frat parties as well, so.
Uh-huh.
I went down to Colorado, Fort Collins, but.
Oh, yeah. See,
the Rams.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Oh, I have nothing against the Rams now. I don't care anymore about the rivalry.
Yeah. They're not even in the same conference, are they?
I don't think so. I don't know. Is Utah in the same conference as CSU?
Is Utah in the Rocky Mountain Conference?
Yeah, they're in the Mountain West.
Oh, well, then I guess they are still in the conference. Huh?
If you don't mind me asking, where are you calling from?
Colorado.
Huh, cool.
I live out here now. I graduated from Fort Collins.
Oh yeah, that's right. So how did you hear about the show?
Well, I have a couple of friends who went to University of Utah too, and they told me to tune into your show.
Oh, wow, we were getting heard around the country, aren't we?
Well, yeah, you know, I've actually listened to the last one. I pretty much enjoyed it. So.
Oh, awesome. Well, anyway, thank you for calling. We have got to get out of here, man. Sorry.
All right.
Thank you for calling.
Caller from CSU, go Rams. You can kick UW's butt all I want. I don't really care anymore. I got a question for you, quick question. Well, there's the German guy again. There's a little taste of the EVP for you. That's a German guy. He was going, I think, or whatever he was saying. It sounds, I don't know what he was saying. While we are, we got another caller here.
Good evening, you're on KU. It's a ghost calling us.
Wow, we get ghosts calling us on the show. This question says, can ghosts eat my food because 4 of my Twinkies are missing and I live alone? I don't know, sir. That one you're going to have to... I don't know. Do you have an animal? I can't answer that one. That's good. That's a good question, though. And the guy that said... A guy says, it's the last caller who called in described it as a damn bear. Oh, I remember that guy, yeah. He was mad about something. Anyway, this is the UFM show. I've got to get out of here, folks. I cannot do this for much longer. I'm starting to fall apart here. I hope you guys had a good show, or good time listening to the show. We'll be back next week with the political show, since it is an election week.
And it's a very, very, very important election. I urge you guys to get out there and vote. If you're out of state, get absentee ballots as soon as possible and vote in your state. Because this election needs you, and I'm not going to say it again. This election needs you. There, I said it again. Anyway, you guys have a good night, and don't think too much about ghosts and stuff, okay? Because I want you people to get sleep out there. But join us next week for the political side of this show. And a week after that, we're going to do a show about dreams. Thursdays from 8 to 10, usually. We're going to 11 tonight. We're going to 10:45 tonight. Because we had such a good show. I want to thank every one of our callers for calling in. I appreciate all that. I want to thank Denzen Jefferson, our esteemed ghost researcher. I'm going to have him back. And all the callers again. Rodney, I don't want to thank you because you're a jackass. And this is KUTE Student Radio, channel 66 in the dorms, KUTE.org, 1620 if you can never hear it, and 99.9 FM on East Campus. Good night.